Right now, we're going to welcome in someone brand new to Robinhood Radio, and that is our next guest, Sherry Melly, who is the recruitment specialist for Gear Village Senior Community. Portions of her job responsibility include attracting and recruit and retain healthcare professionals at Gear Village. And we say good morning once again right now to Sherry. Sherry, good morning.
Good morning, and thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
Well, it's nice to have the outreach that we have in our area for healthcare, especially healthcare for seniors, and the Gear Village Senior Community is a wide expanse of healthcare options, and it's only going to get better because there will be a new gear being built, which will improve everything that goes on up there 150%, and it shows you how well needed it is. Well, I guess my first question to you, Sherry, is how did you get involved in healthcare? How did it start, and how did you wind up here, what you're doing at Gear?
Well, it started a long time ago. I actually love the human resources arena, everything about human resources and people. And then I started to take care of my dad, who had MS, and he was in assisted living and then into long-term care. One thing turned into another, and I was really looking for folks that could make a difference in people's lives that were in healthcare, such as a nursing home or assisted living. And I focused my energy all into recruitment, finding people that really have a passion to give back and give life to those folks. It's not a place to die in a nursing home or assisted living. It's clearly a place to live and thrive. And I wanted to make a difference with selecting the right folks. So that's how I got in.
You know, it's interesting to hear your story and other people's stories. My story is I've been in broadcasting my whole life, basically, since high school. And being in broadcasting in so many different areas, and especially around here, I thought I knew everything you needed to know. Well, I didn't. When I was the basic health care provider for my mother for the final 10 years of her life, I learned a whole lot that's available for seniors in here through Gear and other places. And I learned that the senior community is not treated as a community to just, okay, go away and go away. We are so interactive with the community. And I think it's so important. The first step of that really does start with what you're talking about. We're speaking with Sherry Melly, who is a recruitment specialist. It really starts with the people behind the scenes. And after my mother finally passed, what I did is I went out and I bought a bunch of pizzas and potato chips and soda and everything. Oh. And I gave it to the evening staff who I was most associated with for the fine job that they did, because you really need caring, compassionate people and people who also understand the situation in which they're working in.
Absolutely. And, you know, thank yous and appreciation is key in any business. But with healthcare, they really do give all they have every day. And some days are challenging. It's not an easy day. But, you know, they spend many hours with loved ones. And for us to say thank you in a small way or a big way, it's most appreciated. It really is.
While we're talking, what would you say to people who are listening right now? And, you know, I've always said, and I've said for the past 10 years, if you're going to enter the job market, I would pick the job market, which is nursing, healthcare, senior healthcare, because that is just an expanding area. So talk to people out there. Why would they want to come and have a career in healthcare?
Well, I think healthcare as a career is an area where you can certainly make a difference. It's not a job where you punch in and punch out and go home. You really have value and appreciation to each and every individual, and you can make a difference. And when you go home to have your dinner every night, you can sit down with your family and be proud to say, you know, I took care of Mrs. Smith today. She was sad this morning, but when I left, she was feeling so much better, and she was talking to her friends. And it's just about engaging in, you know, the residents' lives And it's very, very important. And when you bring it back into the community on how you made a difference in healthcare, you're planting seeds. So people say, maybe I should get into this. So it's a stepping stone, not only for the individual already in, because he or she can grow within the fields and make a bigger difference, but it's also planting seeds for those who are on the fence saying, what should I do with my career? How can I really make a difference? You know, I want to be important in everyone's life. I just don't want a job where to go in and punch out and go home and go to sleep and get up and do it all over again. I really think there's a lot to offer and to be said about healthcare. And I'm very grateful and blessed to be in it, to be honest with you.
We're speaking once again with Sherry Melly, who was a recruitment specialist for Guerrero Village Senior Community. It's interesting because when you talk about healthcare, I think some people get scared off and think healthcare, oh. But really, there's clinical and non-clinical careers in healthcare that are all urgently needed right now. I mean, there's the clinical nurses, RNs and stuff, and also, but the non-clinical administrative drivers, diet. I mean, it's a pretty wide open field.
It is. It is. It's not all about clinical. And that's an important statement, Marshall. I really like that because, you know, food is love. So we need dietary folks, you know, in our food service area. They're very, very important. Without great food and selections, our residents would be bored with food. But we also have wait staff and housekeepers and maintenance to keep your rooms and building and landscaping really beautiful for a first impression when you come visit your family. So, yes, you're absolutely right. It's not just clinical. It's non-clinical as well.
Now, you have an event coming up, and I want to touch on. There's a career event coming up at GEAR on-site September 10th and 11th. Let's talk about that for just a moment.
Oh, yes. We're very excited about this. We've started a quarterly career event at GEAR, and it's a two-day event. We find that 2 days makes a huge difference because people have such tight schedules and families and so forth. So September 10th, Friday, from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., we have the career event. And also Saturday, September 11th, from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. At our Deer Village Lodge, and we will have all key staff there ready to do on-site interviews and on-site job offers that same day. And like you said before, we're looking for clinical and non-clinical. So this is a great 2 days for people to take a step out of their typical weekend, you know, running around. And I always say, please feel free to bring your children or family. We have activities for kids. Don't feel like I can't come because I don't have daycare. Well, bring them along. We have the daycare. You can do your business, and we'll take care of your children. And we have refreshments, huge prizes, and tours of the campus. It's going to be a great event, and I'm very excited about it.
And another thing that's interesting, Sherry, and I've been watching television commercials, and now in the state of Connecticut, all these different organizations, including, which was a leader in this, I think, Northwest Community College, Quinnipiac, Naugatuck Valley, New Haven University, Tunksis, Berkshire Community, they have nursing programs. And what's interesting, these nursing programs are really being offered at low cost or no cost, and there's also sign-on bonuses. This is really something that our area needs and will need in the future, and it's a great way to get into a career in your own local community.
Absolutely. I'm in touch with all of these colleges, local and out of state. It's very important to offer a sign-on bonus, and currently we're offering up to a $3,000 sign-on bonus. And I think that's important when there's a transition in your life, is to have that little bit of extra cash flow, if you will. But it's also important to know that we're going to not offer you a job, but we're going to offer you a stepping stone to grow within your career, scholarships, mentoring. It's very, very important that when you make your decision to come into healthcare as a nurse at GEAR, we're going to allow you to grow and really follow you in your career path and make sure this happens for you. After all, you took the time and the energy to go to school. Let's try and run with that and grow within your career.
And once again, as we wrap this up, there is a career event at GEAR going on at the Main Lodge on-site September 10th and 11th. You can get more information on this at gearcares.org. If you want to be a member of the community and if you're looking for work and you're looking to become part of something that you're going to grow and it's not going to be a job, it's going to be a career, this sounds like it might be up your alley. Well, once again, Sherry, it was nice meeting you first time, and maybe we will speak again in the future, because I think this it's a topic that's, I think, going to only be more and more important as we live in an aging population. We're going to need really dedicated, talented, quality people to take care of those people.
I hope so. And it was a pleasure meeting you as well. And I hope to talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, Sherry, very much. Take care.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Once again, more information on this and more, gearcares.org on the web.